statement concerning the doctrine of election, which says to us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him," that is in Christ, "before the foundation of the world." That's pretty clear. You have it also, and I love to go to this particular text because it has, I think, escaped a lot of people, but it's at the beginning of Titus, as Paul writes his letter to Titus. He says, "Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of those chosen of God." In other words, he says, "I preach the gospel so that those who are chosen can hear it and believe." That's just as simple as it can be. And this is a divine work of God, which he grants to those for whom he has purposed to grant it. That's what it means to be chosen. Now, the Apostle Paul, again, doesn't make some kind of explanation when he says this. 2 Timothy 1:8, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me," Paul writes to Timothy, his prisoner, "but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose." And again, you're right back. This is God's purpose upon which he based his own election, predestination, calling, conversion.
That's an interesting array of answers you've given me, and our listeners would be interested to know. You did that without notes. Nobody prompted you on what these questions would be. It's the first time you heard the question. You went through, and you gave examples from Peter, from Jesus, from Paul. Really, you could cite almost any New Testament author, all teaching the same truth.
Then there's the thing that is about it, is so important about it, is it's without pretension. It's without explanation. It's without the, I know this is hard to swallow. It was assumed. It was, and you mentioned that earlier. I think it was so crystal clear in the Old Testament that God had chosen Israel and that God did his work through his people, and that as it says in Isaiah 46, God does exactly what he purposes to do. They knew that. That wasn't some strange new doctrine injected into their lives. The doctrine of election didn't come sort of in a vacuum. This was something they could readily understand because of what they knew about God from the Old Testament.